Heyo, welcome to the No Show. I'm your host, Jack, and with me today, we have got
Amelia
and Jacob.
Hey, awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming today. Good time.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Yeah, so you guys are both Radio Laurier people. That's how I know you. Amelia is a station manager. Jacob is, I forget what manager you were, Jacob.
I'm the news manager, and I also host a show.
You do host a show, yes. Trading Force?
Yes. All right. Jazz show.
Awesome. Sweet. Great. Yes. I do want to ask off the bat, the Trading Fours Instagram did comment on my post about the maggot cheese.
Yeah.
Have you like actually eaten it?
No, I have not eaten Kasu Martsu, but it's on my list of things I want to do.
Oh yeah.
Granted, I probably would chicken out the moment I saw it because all that sort of stuff disgusts me, but if I could get cut off a piece that doesn't have any maggots in it, then we're good.
That'd be good, yeah.
I think out of all the people on our team, I think Jacob would be the bravest and probably would try it out of all of us.
I mean, if given the opportunity, I wouldn't want to say I had the chance and then didn't take the opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The one thing I know that's putting me off is the fact that apparently the maggots that it attracts can jump so high that you have to shield your eyes when you eat it because they can jump into your eyes.
Oh no.
I wish I was kidding.
I don't like that. Oh, they can jump. Well, speaking of animals and food is what I should say. I promised I would talk about this and I do want to talk about this. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh man.
What happened with this week? I'm going to summarize it for everyone and then we'll talk about it. So pretty much last week, this guy, I'm also going to toss in that there's a bunch of weird fish coincidences in this story. Okay. So this guy, last name Carp, tweeted that he found shrimp tails in his box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch responded and pretty much said, they're not shrimp tails. They're just cinnamon sugar builds up sometimes in little like chunks. He had none of it. He did not believe them. I should also mention this guy's wife played Topanga in Boy Meets World.
Yeah, that's a very, very important point to the development of the story.
And her last name is actually Fischl. Fun fact.
Whoa, there's too many fish last names here.
And so then
it's
literally
a bit fishy.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Nice. So like literally the internet is freaked out about this. So he said he was going to be sending samples of the shrimp tails to both a marine biology lab to identify the shrimp species as well as like the company itself so they can analyze it and see if it is just cinnamon sugar. And then plot twist, it turns out this guy is a horrible person.
Yeah.
All of these women,
I haven't heard this part.
All like people that he's like a writer. So he's worked a lot in like Hollywood. And apparently all these women are coming out and they're just saying he's very abusive. He's a horrible person. And so that's just come out of left field. And now it's just, we're kind of in a little bit of a lull right now as we're waiting to get the results from the labs, but
yeah,
it's crazy.
So I've been following this very closely since the original tweet, and there have been a lot of really interesting developments here that I think are worth mentioning. Mm-hmm. The first one is one of the responses from Cinnamon Toast Crunch, where they told him that like, they basically, they pulled the old plausible deniability card saying, oh, there's no way it could be shrimp tails, even though there have been multiple instances of shrimp and other seafood ending up in products from their company in the past.
Ooh.
And the funniest part is they were like, please submit this into your local authorities. As if this guy is going to waltz into the police station like, guys, you need to take this these shrimp that I found in the box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. The Twitter account told me so. If like, or he called 911 to try to submit some shrimp tails.
Yeah. That's funny to me that if your company did that, that you would tell the person like you should go to the cops.
Yeah. That's like the last thing you should say.
Exactly.
Seems like the worst course of action to take, actually.
Also, if I'm the CEO of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I'm immediately firing my social media manager because he could not have handled that worse, honestly.
Yeah, it was a lot of just weird back and forths.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's crazy. Just straight up shrimp.
Mm-hmm. I love a good shrimp ring and just shrimp in general, but I don't know. And I also love Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but the two together, I don't know about that combination. Yeah. Jacob's also our resident foodie. So what do you think, Jacob?
Am I a resident foodie? I mean, okay. I'm okay with that role. Yeah. I mean, shrimp and Cinnamon Toast Crunch are both great foods in their own right together. I'm not quite sure. I think it's funny though, how they tried to pivot and say that it was cinnamon sugar. Cause you know, if you ever touch cinnamon sugar, it literally has the consistency of like sugar. Like you would expect it to look like sugar. It doesn't clump unless you poured water in there. And those are so, they're so clearly shrimp tails. So it's just funny. Like they could have avoided all of this by saying something like, hey, we fucked up, you know, or sorry, we messed up.
Okay. So what would you rather eat, maggot cheese or shrimp Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Good point.
Okay. Well here's the question. Are we talking about like shrimp tails that ended up in a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Are we talking about like a meal that contains both Cinnamon Toast Crunch and actual cooked shrimp?
I think just fact of the matter here, like exactly what was pulled out of the box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch here.
So exactly. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, because at that point I just put, because it was literally two cinnamon, it was two shrimp tails. I just take the two shrimp tails out, swallow them like a really big pill, and then just enjoy the rest of my Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Mm. The Casimarzi sounds like a whole experience. The other one is just like taking two very, very spiny, large pills.
You got a point.
Not too big of a deal.
Okay.
And if they're too big, I can take them separately.
Like I said, Jacob's the bolder one out of all of us here when it comes to trying new things.
In fact, just recently, I actually just ordered. Okay, so I need to give a bit of background for this one. Mm. My friends and I, we have a bit of an obsession with the lozenge brand Fisherman's Friends. Have you heard of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So during high school, for some reason, we all sort of came together with the common goal of trying all the Fisherman's Friends flavors and ranking them and finding the best ones. And so I've on my journey since then, I've discovered a whole bunch of new flavors and found ones that are only available in certain countries. I've actually had ones shipped from other countries into Canada, including apple cinnamon, which is only available in Malaysia. And just yesterday, in fact, I just ordered a package of spicy Mandarin Fisherman's Friends.
Spicy Mandarin?
Yeah, only available in Indonesia, I'm pretty sure, or Thailand. So when it comes to that, you know, there's a lot of these interesting foods that like you've just got to, and you know, I could go on and on about the list of odd discontinued foods that I miss and that I want to bring back, but probably for another time.
I had once, I didn't even know that they brought it back, but I found it in a store and immediately bought it, Crystal Pepsi.
Oh my God. Yeah. Crystal they did Pepsi. Bring back Crystal Pepsi. Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen the video of that guy on YouTube drinking a bottle of original Crystal Pepsi, which is like at that point, like 25 years old, really hilarious video.
Oh, I gotta check it out.
It goes about as expected.
Mm-hmm. I imagine. Of course, also with weird news stories, we have to cover the Suez Canal.
Oh my God.
And the boat that got stuck in the Suez Canal for about
a week. Yeah, that ship just sailed.
God.
One of the most overdone jokes that I've seen on Twitter.
Yeah, that was a real knee slapper right there.
I did see a few tweets that really got me, and it was like I can't imagine being the next boat to go through after they unstick the first one, and knowing that you have the potential to do the funniest thing.
Yeah, ever done. I saw that. That was so good.
True.
I just they got a boat just fully stuck in the canal.
What's crazy is that like they never thought of an alternative. Like they never pictured, hey, like will there ever be a situation in which a boat gets stuck in the canal and we need to have an alternate route that isn't going around the south of Africa? Like like there's got to be a better way other than going around an entire continent. But now they just, you know, one boat gets stuck and it clogs up 10% of all international trade for about a week's time.
True, yeah. I was in a I'm in a Facebook group where we all share 1450 memes, like from like the years 1450s, and there was a lot of memes about like returning to like tradition in the trade.
Yes,
pre-Suez Canal.
That's hilarious.
With the good old days,
Africa. Oh my God. And they never like like they didn't get it unstuck. It just kind of naturally got unstuck.
Yeah. Right?
Like,
yeah, because of the full moon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The tides were strong.
The tides pulled it.
All the Twitter horoscope people were praying for Venus to be in retrograde and it got the ship unstuck.
It worked.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Retrograde.
I don't know. It's not Venus. It's the other one that's always in
retrograde. Mercury.
I finally learned what that meant this year because I'm in an astronomy class and they talked about a retrograde and I was like, oh, that's what that means.
So what does it mean when Mercury's...
It's pretty much like because of the ways that Earth and Mercury orbit, Mars does it too. Mm-hmm. Like if you follow Mercury across the sky, at a certain point, it will start going backwards and then it will start going forwards again.
Yeah.
And it's something about just like...
At a certain point, it'll start drifting on the rails.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, okay. It's just like the way that like the planets kind of rotate with each other. But the, like, because it focused a lot on like in the very, very early days of astronomy, way, way, way a while ago, they had like no idea what was happening. They were very confused by it. And then finally,
can you imagine being one of the people to discover an entire planet? It's being like, hey, I discovered an entire like 100 million kilometer radius gigantic mass in the sky that nobody had seen before me. That must have been the ultimate flex.
Exactly, 100%. Isn't there a bunch of stuff about like there's a ninth planet in our solar system that like there's evidence that it's there, but they never found it? I gotta look.
Well, Pluto.
Wait, no. Can we talk about Pluto for a second? Because didn't they just kind of like curb Pluto to the side recently? Like, isn't Pluto not considered a planet anymore?
It actually wasn't recent. It actually happened in the 90s, but people have been making such a fuss about it for so long that it's just permeated like the cultural atmosphere. I was watching a video of what's his name? Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about this. Pluto, it was so overblown. I'm still in the Pluto should probably be a planet camp, but if we're going to include Pluto as a planet, we've got to include a bunch of other similar size masses that aren't considered planets, which I'm totally okay with. Let's add like 15 more planets. Sure, I'm down for that.
I looked up what I was thinking about. It's called Planet X. It's
pretty much a sick name.
Yeah, that they found some evidence that there could be a ninth planet, 10 times the size of Earth. They estimate if it exists, it's about 20 times farther than the sun than Neptune. So it's really far out and it takes about like 15,000 years to orbit.
Whoa.
I think it's like they found some mathematical evidence that there is an extra planet just way out there that we can't see from Earth.
Yeah. I mean, wow. it's so crazy how they like how the whole process of discovering new planets is like, It's not as if back in the 1800s, people were just putting their telescopes to the sky and being like, oh, there's another one. Mm-hmm. You have to undergo like a million calculations in order to get like a tiny probability that something might possibly be there on a specific date, a specific time. And then you look to see if it's there. And then if it is, it's like, oh my God, I found another.
It's awesome. We went pretty in depth in my course about like how they find exoplanets. It's pretty cool because they look for like, is the star wobbling? Cause that usually means that there's something orbiting it. Or they'll also look for like, if anything passes in front of the star.
I'm just waiting until NASA announces that they found a star that's doing the stanky leg. That'll be the day that I'm satisfied.
That'd be fantastic. I wish.
That's hilarious.
Ladies and gentlemen, the star has officially hit the nene.
The nene. Oh my God, I love it. We can jump into the first game of the
episode.
Kind of going back on news stories, we're going to play a game that we played in the very first episode of the No Show.
Full circle.
Yeah, I'm going to describe a weird news story that's either real or totally made up. And then you guys have to guess if it's real or made up.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. And then I got to pull up. Let's do, all right. First one. Maine considers legalizing Viking funerals.
That's real. Got to be real.
sorry, I'm going to be completely honest. My internet just cut out, so I missed that. I missed the story.
Yours. It was a Maine considers legalizing Viking funerals.
I'm going to say that's real.
It is real?
Yes.
It's a real thing. It's a new thing. Looking at in Maine, yeah.
When, okay. When is that from?
March. Oh, this week, actually. I have it.
Oh, my God.
It's a new bill, yeah.
Wow.
I'm glad our politicians are focused on what's important. Yeah.
Those are priorities in the States right now.
Yeah, oh, man. All right, next one. Study finds hanging rhinos upside down is the best way to save the species.
No chance. Rhinos are way too heavy for that to be practical. I'm saying no.
I'm going to counter Jacob and say yes, just because nothing surprises me anymore. So yes, I'm going to say it's real.
I will say it is real.
Oh my God.
What?
I'm trying to understand what exactly they mean right now from the article.
I'm picturing like one of those giant cranes with like a hook grabbing it and hoisting it up.
I think that the idea is that to avoid poachers, they want to constantly move the rhinos from like space to space.
So oh like, my God, that's like, funny.
Like bringing like a big helicopter in.
Picking that works well until a poacher gets access to a satellite camera and then the entire plan fails.
That's true. 100%.
Seriously. Oh, stop.
It all falls apart.
Okay.
All right. Next one. Research shows 90% of Americans recognize Captain America, while only 20% know who George Washington is.
Oh, no I chance. Believe that.
Zero believe chance. That. Like out of all the presidents that Americans can name, I'd say George Washington is one of them, but there's also no chance that 90% can recognize Captain America.
I would say that is fake. I made it up.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Jacob was right. I totally believe that just because everyone's so obsessed with Marvel. It's Marvel, right? Or is that DC?
Marvel, yeah.
Okay.
My statistics knowledge finally pays off from that class I took earlier this semester.
Awesome. All right. Next story.
Okay.
Scientists say penises are getting smaller and will continue to over time.
That's true. That's true. I saw that one. Sorry, I actually saw that story.
Okay, well, I guess I'll say true.
That is a real story going around.
So what are the factors behind the shrinkage?
I think it's pollution. Am I right?
How do they examine that?
It's somewhere on.
How do they get this data?
That was my next question.
Threaten human reproduction.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it was a lot of like pollution.
Okay.
Speaking of which, Jack, you know what I don't miss?
What?
Mandatory penis inspection in high school. That shit was the worst, man.
I know what you
mean. Wait, was that real?
Yeah, you had to go in and like they put you in one line for like the cut and the other line for the uncut. It was done in the gymnasium at the beginning of the year. It was the worst.
Yeah, they give you pizza party afterwards.
Did they not do that at your school, Amelia?
I don't think so.
It's because it didn't exist.
You're lying. I know you're lying. They're all.
How did you believe that for a second?
Everyone takes it. I trust Jack, everybody so much that they take advantage of me like this.
I love it.
It's like senile aunt that you know. You can tell her anything; she'll believe it. That's me.
All right. Next story.
Okay.
California judge rules that if a puppet comes to life like Pinocchio, it can be murdered without legal consequences.
No chance. No way.
Totally made that up.
Okay.
I just thought it'd be a really funny court case.
I'm studying law right now. If that was real, I would cite that at any chance possible. That sounds so good.
That'd be amazing. All right, next one. Developer behind famous horror game Five Nights at Freddy's cryptically states that game is based off a real story from his childhood.
True.
I made it up, actually. It's not true.
Wow.
Really? Okay. Wow. Unbelievable.
I remember hearing that he made a video game like for kids, like really early on in his career, and everyone told him that the animals looked so horrifying, and he was really mad about it. So he then made a whole like animatronic animal based.
Yeah.
Huh, I never knew that. I've not played Five Nights at Freddy's, but okay. I mean, I was going to say I've heard good things, but I've not.
I've only ever played Nintendogs, so I don't really know much about video games.
Oh, we got a gamer girl here.
Where are they now, my Nintendogs?
Oh, man. And then we have our last story.
Okay.
Scientists want to open a sperm bank on the moon.
True.
I'd say true.
It is true. That's a real thing. Can't find the study, but it's a thing where like scientists essentially want to make like a Noah's Ark on the moon. They want to make a thing full of like animal embryos.
Is Elon Musk behind this? This sounds like something Elon Musk would be behind, or Jeff Bezos.
I guarantee it.
Can we pick a few to like exclude? Like, we don't need mosquitoes. We can pass on those.
Yeah.
We also don't need leeches. And
agreed.
What else can we take out of the consideration here?
It'd be easy to go on the moon to hang the rhinos upside down.
True.
Gravity.
I could probably pick up a rhino. Actually, no, never mind.
Okay.
This might be a very dumb question, but how well do helicopters work on the moon? Because there's no air for them to push down. Like there's like,
right.
can they get lift?
No, I don't think so. They'd have to be jet propelled.
Yeah, you're right. Oh.
But like,
so instead of
with that being said, would you be able to throw a paper airplane on the moon?
That's a good point.
I think so.
Maybe because it would be propelled.
Because you've got the force of your arm throwing it.
Yeah, that's true.
For sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It wouldn't be like the actual wings. It would just be gravity.
Didn't one of the astronauts like hit a golf ball on the moon when he went?
I think so. There's some great videos of them just like falling over because it's so hard to walk on the moon and them constantly getting knocked over.
Man,
that's hilarious.
It's funny. It's funny. They get up to the moon, they can't walk, and then they come back to Earth and they can't walk. These guys suck.
They just can't walk.
It's a loser situation.
They should pick some stronger people.
Do you guys remember? I was thinking about this today with the rhinos. Do you guys remember the whole helicopter lady news story?
Oh my god! I was just thinking about that. That was the funniest thing.
I lose it. Yeah, whatever. I think about this. It was this lady where she went hiking, and she like sprained her ankle. So she called like emergency people, and they said, "Okay, we're gonna come in and we're gonna like get you hooked up to a helicopter and airlift you out of there to get to."
Oh my god.
So they
let me share my screen. I've got a video of it here.
Please show it. Yeah, I'll post a video on Instagram.
Wait, is it her in like a red thing?
Yes.
Oh my god.
So they pick her up.
You got to see how fast she starts spinning near the end. It's ridiculous.
She hit 100 BPM. Wait, wow. Not RPM.
Wait, Jacob, do you have the video?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
It's fantastic. I love it.
Turn on screen sharing, Jack.
Oh yeah, sir.
I feel like Amelia needs to see this live.
There you go, it's on.
Okay.
All right. We're live watching this right now.
Oh no.
She goes. All right, they are.
She's going up. She's going up. It looks fun.
For anyone wondering, this video is titled Helicopter Rescue of Injured Hiker in Arizona Spins Out of Control.
Love it.
See, I'm wondering what normally happens.
Oh my god.
Wait for it.
Can you imagine being this woman? Jeez. I'd be so mad.
They interviewed her like 5 days later and she was still dizzy.
Wait, that's not good. The captions on it. That's not good.
Sped up.
She's definitely passed out by now.
Look how fast she's going. How many G's do you think that is?
I know that she had 100 RPM, and that means literally more than one spin a second. She keeps going.
She looks like a yo-yo on the end of a string.
Oh my god. So apparently this can just happen. This is just a phenomenon that just starts happening.
They should take like thrill seekers up to do this. Like people who want to do like people who want to go on like roller coasters and stuff. You just like put them up in one of the helicopters and spin them for a little while.
Wow.
One of my favorite parts is that the whole time you're hearing these two guys kind of commenting on it.
Yeah.
Like while it's happening. And when she starts really going, one of them just goes, that's not good.
That's what I read. I read the subtitle.
They're like golf announcers.
It's the worst part. She probably had to pay them. Because this was in the US. She probably had to pay him like
$10,000
for spinning her.
I hope they gave her a complimentary ride for that.
I think she
had that experience.
I'm not wrong. I'm going to look it up.
Oh, did she? That's good.
Helicopter lady, Sue.
So when did this happen?
The city. This was like like
June 2019. I like this comment on the video. Everybody gangsta till grandma turns into a Beyblade.
Oh my God, I love it. She filed a $2 million lawsuit. Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Hope she gets
believable.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Nike is suing
Lil Nas X.
For safety shoes.
Like customizing shoes is nothing new. He didn't try to pass them off as his as genuine Nike brand. It's just if there wasn't the whole controversy, they wouldn't be suing. I mean, people customize Nike shoes so often, but it's just that this one got media coverage, so they're suing.
Exactly.
It's just the Satan thing. It's just Satan that's playing his tricks here.
Yeah. I'm loving. There's some great like TikToks. Of like about the video of people like in hell, and they just like watch him go past.
It reminds me of that whole controversy with that like white mom reading the lyrics to the Vince Staples song.
I don't
remember. There was this whole thing where this mom uploaded a video on YouTube being like, "This is what your children are listening to," and then she raps along the lyrics of Vince Staples' "North North," and it's like you could hear her like, "Bitch, you thirsty? Please grab a Sprite," and then it's just really funny.
That can't be worse than ew, gross, but Ben Shapiro reading out the lyrics to "Walk." That is the worst.
I loved
the funniest part of that was him on Twitter like saying like. My wife's a doctor, and if what's being described here is happening to you, you should see a medical professional. Oh my God.
Yeah, let me just clarify. I was saying ew to Ben Shapiro, not to WAP, but
yes, agreed.
I saw great because people when the whole like Dr. Seuss book thing was happening, people kept saying, like, but what about WAP? And then I saw someone summed it up pretty well, and they were like, WAP wasn't written for children. Like, why are you letting your children listen to WAP?
I think the comparison that's being made between Dr. Seuss as like, you know, racist content and then WAP as like, you know, is the song of the year that's celebrated. It's just such a misunderstanding of like feminism and female empowerment that I think so many just still don't understand. And a lot of this Dr. Seuss controversy too, I'm having a hard time. Even talking to people in my life about it, they're like, society's so sensitive. It's like, but Dr. Seuss's estate was the one who decided to pull the books.
This isn't cancel culture. This is their decision. No one forced them to do this.
Exactly. Exactly.
And even worse, if you actually look at the book, it's like very obvious that the caricatures in there are like racist and would never be okay these days. It's
crazy.
So it's like, what is one book? And the funniest part, after they announced it, all of nine Dr. Seuss books shot up the bestseller list on Amazon, not one of them being the book that they stopped putting out, just regular books that they're still selling.
We talked to on the show about when like Gina Carano got fired.
Oh my God.
An example of when people jump to cancel culture, and it's like, no, she just got fired from a job because she was bad on social media. That's
it's like cancel culture for thee, but not for me type of thing.
For sure. I think anytime it's like about something that's, you know, exactly like Dr. Seuss books that are kind of like historically significant that have been around for generations, people are so quick to say like PC culture is so hypersensitive, when in reality, I think it's just about progress and creating a more inclusive society. But it's weird. Like it's that like push and pull between like the older ways of thinking of things and newer ways. And the two are always clashing. But yeah, that WAP comparison has been making me crazy. It's like, this is inappropriate content. It's Dr. Seuss. And it's like, this is song of the year. It's like, okay, not mutually exclusive.
Oh, people. Speaking of celebrities, we can jump into the next game of the episode. So I was thinking a lot about how some celebrities just don't age. Just straight up don't age.
Okay.
So pretty much, I'm going to name a celebrity, and then you both are going to try to guess how old they are.
And so we'll do all this.
Whoever's the closest will get the point for that one.
Amelia, I can concede already. I suck at this.
Okay. So
we'll start with Jennifer Lopez.
43. No, she's 50. She's 50.
So 50? And then Jacob says 48?
Wait, no, I'm going to change my answer. 52.
Well, you both get a point. She's 51.
Wow.
Ran around it. Good job. All right. Next one. Jared Leto. Jared Leto?
43.
41.
He is 49.
Jesus.
Amelia steals that point. Well done. Next one. Keanu Reeves.
Oh, God.
54.
45.
He is 56.
Whoa.
He's almost 60 years old. That is crazy.
Jesus.
Wow.
I don't like it. All right. Elijah Wood.
Oh, God. I can't even picture Elijah Wood in my head.
Neither can I right now. I'm just going to guess and say
40.
38. He is 40. Wow. On the dot. Well done. All right, moving forward. Jennifer Aniston.
She's 55.
No way, she's 55. 49.
No.
52. So once again, you guys split that point.
Okay.
Done. 52, right in the middle. Of course, a classic, Paul Rudd.
44.
50.
He's 51. At this point. Damn. That man just does not age. That is crazy.
He does not age. It's true.
Insane. All right. Jim Carrey.
He's got to be like 53.
54. Yeah.
He's 59.
Oh.
Wow.
He's almost 60. That's crazy to me that Jim Carrey is almost 60 years old.
That's wild. Yeah,
he also doesn't really age. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a pretty slow
age. Sword. Age. Yeah.
That means he was like in his 30s and the 90s. It's wild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And then the last one, Robert Downey Jr. Let's see, Iron Man.
47.
52.
He's 55.
Oh my God.
Then Amelia, you take the game.
Wow.
As expected.
Okay, random aside about Jared Leto or Leto, but did you guys hear that he like didn't hear about COVID for a long time because he was on some like hike in the desert and completely disconnected from social media? Yeah, so he came back to a global pandemic. He had no idea while he was away because he had no technology, no connection with the outside world.
Yeah. That kind of reminds me of like all those coma victims who happened to wake up around the start of the pandemic. And had to be told like, hey, we're in the middle of a pandemic after waking up from their coma.
One of like the Big Brother shows, they didn't know about it.
Yeah. That too.
It was like really? Mid-season on the show. They were like, hey guys, here's what's going on right now outside this house.
Wow.
Christ.
Well, I know RuPaul's Drag Race UK, they were in the middle of shooting and they had to stop completely. And probably the same thing because there's no, they have like no connection to the outer world, right? They have no phones or anything. So... Ooh. So wild.
I just realized a good idea of how long it's been is that Falcon and the Winter Soldier had to stop shooting because of COVID and the second episode just came out.
Huh.
Is Falcon and the Winter Soldier, is that Star Wars?
That's Marvel.
No, that's Marvel. I don't even know Marvel and I know that.
Yeah, that's how out of touch I am with these big franchise movies.
Speaking of Star Wars, I just saw my first Star Wars. Well, actually, I saw my first like Star Wars film that was part of the original six. Like I had seen like episode 7 when it came out, but I just watched the original Star Wars recently and it was good. I understand what the hype is about.
Yeah, I like
I've never seen one. I've never seen one Star Wars or one Harry Potter.
You haven't seen Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
Never. Never. Huh.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, but I do like it. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, the original ones are pretty well acclaimed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the rest is.
Yeah. I saw a thing about how people always want a lot of like the very, very like diehard Star Wars fans, like they're really kind of into it. They want to see George Lucas's take on the prequels. Like they want him to do like a set of like a prequel trilogy, but the really funny thing about that is that the sequels, he wants, a lot of people are saying like George Lucas should do a trilogy just like 7, 8, 9 to replace 7, 8, 9. And then George Lucas was kind of like, actually guys, my idea was pretty much what happened in the movies. like they nailed my vision. Yeah. Oh no.
Wow.
It was funny.
People are so quick to like pin all of the, like people are so quick to come up with controversy in like, in these things, like, oh, like the way that this series went, the original person would have hated it. Like I stopped watching after this or that. And it's like, you have no real way of knowing unless they said it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. A lot of people are, there are a lot of people who don't think that Falcon and the Winter Soldier, it like is going to focus on race at all, but it absolutely is. And like, it already has. And it's pretty much like, of course they're going to focus on it. And, but a lot of people are still saying like, no, I don't really think it is. It's like, no, it definitely is.
I wish I could comment, but I know like so Same. Little about Marvel okay. that it's almost okay. funny.
It's okay. I think I've seen one Marvel movie.
Really?
Do you know it was the really long one and I fell asleep in the theater.
Oh, Endgame.
Oh. Yes.
That was fun. Nice. I'm a huge fan. I am when COVID hit, when we had like our original 3 week long March break and it was supposed to just be 3 weeks. Like the first day I said to myself, I was like, what am I going to do for 21 straight days if I can't see my friends? And I thought about it and I kind of went, there are 21 Marvel movies.
And so
over the course of 3 weeks, watched one a day.
Wow.
Until I had watched the entire MCU again.
Jesus.
Marvel a day keeps the COVID away.
How did that affect your mental state watching a single Marvel movie a day?
It got pretty crazy after a while. I was so into it.
I maybe watch like a movie a month.
Oh yeah, I like movies.
Me too. Big movie person.
I do too, which is weird as to why I don't watch them more often. Every time I watch a movie, I'm like, damn, I should watch movies more, and then I don't watch another for another month. Yeah.
I think too, there's something to be said. Oh, sorry, no, go ahead, Jack.
I was gonna say, do you guys have like a favorite movie?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say my favorite is probably Borat, just because like I've seen it like at over 10 times and it's still funny every time. But you know, I've got my list of perennial favorites like The Holy Mountain and like Pulp Fiction and
yeah,
you know, those types. You?
I don't think I can pin down one, but I definitely like grew up watching like the classics, like Ford Coppola, Scorsese movies.
Oh yeah.
Especially with my dad. He introduced me to those at an age, maybe a bit too young, but definitely both in a, exactly. Sit down and watch The Godfather. You're 12. No, I think those ones. And two, I love, like the classic old Hollywood, like the golden age of Hollywood movies, His Girl Friday. I think any journalist, loves that movie because it was so groundbreaking, like to see a female lead playing a writer at a paper in the 1940s. So I think that's one of my favorites too. But like I said, it's hard to pin down. Like I love so many films that it's impossible to pick one. I feel like mine changes all the time. But what about you, Jack?
For me, I do love like the Godfather and Goodfellas, those ones. Mm-hmm. I think my favorite is a toss up between Interstellar and La La Land.
Oh, good film.
Which are two quite different movies. But I love, because I love sci-fi. And Interstellar just like blew my mind.
Yeah.
But I do also love...
I never saw La La Land.
I wasn't the biggest fan of La La Land, man.
I totally see how someone could watch that and go,
like, it was okay. Not to say I wasn't a fan. It was okay. That's what I'll say. It was okay.
Oh, yeah. I get that. Yeah.
It was good for what it was, but a lot of people were hyping it up like it was something that it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. It's definitely like a hit or miss. Like you could watch it and go, nah, or you could watch it. And
yeah. Yeah,
when it comes to movies that talk about jazz in the canon, I think that Soul was actually really good. I saw that recently.
I haven't seen
that. The animated one.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it dealt with the subject matter quite well, and the jazz background that the film had was very good. I like that a lot.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll put that on my watch list.
Mm-hmm. I do love like Pixar and.
Oh, I love Pixar. Actually, how am I forgetting? The Incredibles is one of my favorite films of all time. Ooh,
love the
that film is my childhood.
Yes,
it's so good.
Yeah, that kind of like group of movies. Like what is it like? Like the Incredibles, WALL-E, Nemo, Monsters, Inc., and Cars was like my childhood.
Yeah. Anything Brad Bird is good for me. I mean, he kills it. Like Iron Giant, always great.
I never saw Iron Giant, honestly.
It's I think his first film as a director. It's like, it's a bit dated and you could tell, but it's got a great story. So it's definitely worth the watch.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I also like watching bad movies. Like I like watching really terrible movies on purpose. Like, have you guys ever seen Birdemic?
No.
I've heard about it. I've heard about Birdemic.
It's this like horrible, horrible film that was shot on a budget of like $1,000. The acting is like garbage. The story is garbage. The special effects are like the worst special effects. Like I could do better special effects. And it's just like a travesty, but it's so fun to watch because of how bad it is. And I've seen a lot of these sort of like really terrible films because it's just amazing to watch them and see like just how bad they are.
Yeah. I think that my favorite bad films are, I think they're only like bad plot wise is of course the Michael Bay Transformers.
Oh man, I think I saw that a while back.
I love those movies.
What attracts you to bad movies? Question to both of you. Like what's like, I feel like we love watching bad movies, but what is it about it that we love?
They're pretty fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, it's like the experience of watching them is a lot of fun. Like one of my favorite, like quote unquote bad movies, except I think this movie is great, is Who Killed Captain Alex? It's this film from this director named Nabwana IGG, who is this independent film director from Kampala, Uganda.
Was this the movie you wanted us all to watch at a movie night?
Yes it was. Okay. It was made on a budget of like $200. The special effects are like non-existent. It's like almost like half of it is in English and half of it isn't. And on top of it, you've got this guy doing like basically like a comedy routine dubbed on top of the film, and it's called the Video Joker commentary. So like you'll be watching and there'll be like a scene going on, and then the guy, the VJ on top is like, well, this is a really good scene coming up, make sure to watch this scene. And it just adds to the experience. You feel like you're there in the room with him watching the movie. It's just a really great experience, and it's a hilarious movie, and it's all free, available on YouTube as well.
Nice. I did just think of what movie I remember my favorite like movie that people think is bad but I think is actually a lot better than it gets credit for is the live action Speed Racer movie.
Oh, I want to see that.
I thought it was really good. I think that they nailed, because I watched a whole video on how there's barely any like hard cuts. There's always like some sort of like transition between shots. And I think that they just nailed like the Japanese cartoon style. That like Speed Racer
the
is.
The woman who spun out of control as she was being
helicopter lady's back.
Lawsuit against the city of Phoenix.
You may remember the video of her nightmarish.
Someone watching?
No, is that, who is that?
I think
that's
you,
me.
Jacob.
Oh my God, that was me.
Oh, is it you, Jack?
I thought that was Jacob.
No.
Still
helicopter lady is haunting us.
Jesus.
Perfect aside.
But yeah, no, I haven't seen the live action Speed Racer, but I really want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was like a genuinely good movie, and the design of it is just so cool. Like it looks so cool. The whole like the cars and the tracks.
Jack, since you're a fan of like Marvel and DC and stuff, and you also like bad movies, what I think you would like if you haven't seen it already is the live action Batman and Robin film from like 2002.
Ooh,
you know what I'm talking about?
The one with Val Kilmer?
I'm not sure. It's the one with Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy.
I haven't seen that. I've heard about that one.
Yeah. Oh, from 1997, Batman and Robin.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was
like the Clooney one, right? George Clooney.
Yeah. Tim Burton was involved in it. It's like super campy, super cheesy. George Clooney. Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze.
Yes, I've heard about that one.
I'm not even like a DC guy, but I really want to see it just because of how it, like, I saw the trailer and it just looked hilarious.
Is that the one that like Prince wrote the music for?
Did Prince do the music for it?
I feel like Prince wrote a song for it. I could be wrong.
Smashing Pumpkins did music for it, and they won a Grammy for the song that they did for it. Yeah. was probably the biggest achievement soundtrack. That the film got.
Oh, R. Kelly.
That explains a lot.
Oof. Not comparable, even close to Prince.
R. Kelly. Yeah, Smashing Pumpkins. Christmas. Oh, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I definitely got to watch this.
That's cool. I do want to see it. That sounds awesome. Yeah. I think that's all the time that we have for this week. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us, Jack.
You're welcome. Sorry. I know I was doing the outro, but I just realized how low the reviews are for this movie.
Oh yeah, they're terrible.
I was looking it up. Yeah. thank you guys so much. Heads up to the audience. Next week will be the last episode of the No Show for this year. We'll be right back next September with more for you.
Wow. Well, I would just want to say great job this year, Jack. You've done an amazing show and you should be super proud of yourself. So thanks for having me on.
And me too. It's been a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Thanks for coming. I will see you all next week.
See ya.